This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second half of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today is Saturday, the 12th of January in the year of our Lord, 2019. And Rick and I have been talking about different subjects this morning. Right now we were getting ready to talk about, you were talking about the banks overseas.
Maybe all banks, but the French banking system, the yellow vests, as you know, are the part of the crowd, part of the people in Europe, if you can believe this, of all things, that are starting to wake up. By starting to wake up, I mean that this evil presence, the New World Order and the globalists, they're starting to make their presence known. They're not just termites hiding inside your walls anymore. People are starting to notice that there's this icy cold hand of control all over every single aspect of their lives, and they're starting to get furious about it. I think it was Theresa May. It was Angela Merkel, she's a vice chancellor, whatever, I don't know what she is, came out and said that it would be necessary for citizens of all nations to give up their individual sovereignty, in other words, their nationalism, in order to accept and become a member of a global community, in other words, the New World Order, of course, even as they're being exposed, these rats are actually trying to lie their way out of it, desperately trying to lie their way out of it. They're telling you that what you don't believe your lying eyes, you know, these people having total control of everything that you own, everything you eat, everything you see, everything you hear. Don't believe that. You've got to give up. If you like being American, stop that. If you like being French, don't do that either. If you're proud of being an Italian, that means you're an evil, bad person. You're amoral and immoral. And what I think is interesting is they never accept the consequences of their bad decisions. It's always on us. So in France, they're making a run, and here's kind of what happened. Once the social media got wind of the fact that these people were going to make a run on the bank and withdraw all their money, well, what do you think happened, Laurie? What would you have done?
Oh, they probably shut the doors real quick.
what actually occurred was is people, once they heard that, took off for the banks and said, I'm going to get my money out before that starts. So the run actually started kind of early, and that's what I'd have done. The minute I heard about that, I'd have been off to the bank, and I'm like, you can give me my money now. You worry about the yellow vest on Saturday. I won't be here, and neither will my money. So that was kind of interesting.
Most people got to remember, too. Banks don't necessarily have all that cash on hand, so I guess first come, first serve.
It's opined, in fact, that in Paris only, they have, if one-tenth of the people in Paris took their money out, there wouldn't be any money left in France. I believe that was the way it was put. So they don't.
Wow.
They don't have the money on hand. You bet they don't. They don't have anywhere near the amount of money necessary to give everybody back their money. It's just completely out of the realm of possibility. And so, any sort of a run like that would have to lock the doors, and they would have to, get police in there to calm down the angry rioters. This is what I would say also. Canada has formulated a new law where it is now illegal for anybody to send gold through the mail. In other words, as here in this country, if you wanted to order some silver by mail or some gold by mail, you can do that.
Right.
Canada, now you can't. The Canadian government supposedly holds no gold. Well, now you got to ask yourself why. Why would they do a thing like that? Any guesses?
No. So even if they try to purchase some from the U.S. to be sent to them in Canada, they can't receive it?
Well, that's a good question. You know, could you disguise it as tractor parts? I don't really know how that would work. Certainly, it would be a federal violation if you got caught, so it's hard to say. But what the point there would be is they simply don't want you buying any precious metals. They want you inside their collapsing system. They want control of you and your resources, and they want you. This is pretty insidious when you really get right down to it. It's one thing to create a system that's imploding. It's another thing to insist. You know, that'd be like me opening up a movie theater and insisting you stay there because you bought a ticket while it burns down. It is it's insanity.
It
is nuts. And they want you inside their system so that when it does go, they know exactly where your wealth is. Now, that's what this is. They want your wealth where they can get to it, you can't, and that's why the law. So, you know, this of course links to the yellow vest problem, the people in Europe throwing an absolute fit over this never-ending physical, financial mind control that these people have gotten away with for decades. And of course it's been here too. It's been here. It hasn't really reached the degree in this country that it did in Europe. Europe has always, when it came to socialism, been ahead of us. But there's no mistaking that the deep state, people like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and these others, the Bushes, have made huge inroads into turning us into Europe. But you see, people are waking up, and they're starting to throw fits. And I think that is a great thing. This is kind of what I wanted to say with regard to my function here on a Saturday morning, is that, you know, with respect to freedom and with respect to these sorts of subjects, you know, it is always going to be up to the individual as to what you want to do about these things and how you want to handle them. It's the reason that we talk about them, is so that you can link them to your preparedness and your skills. Skills are never going to go out of vogue. I mean, there is, in my particular opinion, and in my case, a great feeling of well-being and self-respect in being able to take care of myself and other people. I like it. I think it's kind of interesting when you ride down the street and you're behind a car and it says on the back window 13.1 or 26.2. You know what those are, right, Laurel? No?
No, not top of my head.
That's a marathon and that's a half marathon.
Okay.
What I think is interesting, you know, I would say this maybe with respect to the Rose that called a while ago. These people obviously did not win the marathon, but they're proud enough of their accomplishments to put it on their vehicle. And there is something, I think, to being a participant, you know, to having the gall and the fortitude to run 13.1 miles at once or 26 miles all at once. In my opinion, if you do that, whether you come in first or last, you're still a winner in my book. And I think maybe that's what life is. I think that there is, you know, of a certain pride that you get. There's a certain pride that you get from doing your best. And so, you know, when you watch these people, Sherry, we're coming. When you watch these people in France and here in the United States, you know, throw these fits over control of every aspect of their life, it's a healthy thing. It's a good thing because people want to be free.
Yeah, they do.
So did you say, did you mention we had a caller?
Actually, we have two callers. We have Jean, first of all, and then we have Sherry. So we're going to take Jean in Kentucky on line 9. Good morning, Jean.
Hello. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Yep.
I heard years ago a talk show host in Louisville say, Americans will accept anything if done incrementally. That's how they've been doing everything, starting with, like debit cards and all that, get people off of cash so they can control everything out there. And Gerald Salantis, that comes on a lot of these programs, he suggests that you not keep any more in the bank than you need to operate with.
Right.
And also,
I agree.
About jeans, my husband wears... Mostly he's wearing bib overhauls now, and he likes the Carhartt brand because they got the elastic in the shoulders. He likes that part. I used to sew elastic in it. For the bibs. And I used to sew the elastic myself in his jeans. I mean, his shoulders of his bibs I used to get from my Sears. And then about Blue Diamond, he hadn't tried those. Those are supposed to be made in the United States, so that's one good thing. And the yellow vest, I like to have one, but I don't know where I'd wear it because I don't go anywhere.
Lowe's. Yeah. Oh, Lowe's. Yeah. I was thinking about... Well, they're already yellow, so I was going to print a Gadsden flag on the back, you know, the rattlesnake. Don't try to...
Yeah.
And I thought it would look like a yellow vest Gadsden flag, and then maybe I put a Q on the front of it, and then hopefully when I go places, people will, you know... be afraid that I'm deranged, and they would just stay away.
Well, I don't go much, but anymore since we moved out to here. About Sam's Clubs, I used to belong when I lived in the city, but I don't do any more because I was spending, I figured you had to spend $500 to be able to come out even, so I said, no way, we'll do that again. And one more thing. And I got rid of... all my cordless phones. I don't trust any of that. I won't trust any wireless.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I only use a cell phone just for prepaid. I've had for 8 years, and I've got to renew it. It's like $100 a year. I only use it when I go in town. I need to call my husband because I don't want any dumb smartphones. So whatever. So that's all I've got to say. So that's a lot of subjects there. Thank y'all. And I enjoyed listening to all y'all, and especially Art, and Jerry and everybody else. And thank you, Rick and Laurie and Tim. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. You have a great weekend, hon. Okay, let's go ahead and take Sherry in Kansas on line 3. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. I wanted to let you all know, anybody who's interested in those rocket stoves. Now, I got one from that, I think it's Liberator is the name of their company, the one you're talking about. And the reason I opted for that. Now, it's steel, is because I have a basement underneath my house, and where my other stove was, I would have had to build up the floor to do one of the ones that you can get instructions for the making a one that you cover with cob, and there's plenty of information free on the internet, but the books from Cobb Cottage, they have really good instructions in there, and mm-hmm. you can learn how to make these the pizza type ovens that you put outside that you
it's a cob.
If you've got clay and you want to, you know, you can do that yourself, and it won't cost you a thing. But, you know, if my house was on a slab or I just had a, you know, it was on a foundation where I would have only had to build it up a little bit, I might have gone that way. And
Right.
It's kind of cool the way you can run your pipe and, you know, make sitting areas and stuff.
Well, give me 45 seconds. Sherry's talking about is a very old technique, but if you get, there's a book by Ianto Evans, I-A-N-T-O, Evans, and it shows how she built a rocket heater, and what she's done is she's taken the exhaust pipe and run it around the room and then built a cob bench, which, or, you know, you could use stucco, but essentially what it becomes is what's called a mass rocket heater, or a rocket mass heater. And what this thing does is, as Art was talking about, as you apply just a little bit of fuel to this thing, the exhaust pipe, as it goes around the room, heats up the mass, your thermal mass, which in this case would be cob, and it radiates heat for a very long period of time, like one day or more. So that's what Sherry's talking about. If you want to look it up, you can get the book. I forget what it's called, but just look up Ianto Evans, I-A-N-T-O, and you get the book. And there's also the video called Cobb Village, where they built a whole village out of it. Same people, same group of individuals. Fascinating stuff. Please continue, Sherry.
And the other thing I like about these rocket stoves, because of the kind of catalytic converter type design, I can burn cedar in mine,
right.
And I got lots of cedar. And you can burn wood that normally that would create a lot of creosote in a normal stove. So
that is the interesting thing about the Liberator stove is that it doesn't matter whether you're using hardwood or softwood. It does the third stage burn, where it burns the creosote and turns that into heat. And you're right, you don't have a creosote problem, and it doesn't matter what you put in it. That is really cool.
Now, I got a question for you, Rick, on that. I'm interested in getting one of those hoppers. And the reason haven't bought those, do you have to actually vent that out so it draws outside air, or can you just, now my house is not tight. I'm not afraid of just, you know, having it take the room air because I just haven't been able to.
Oh, I see. You mean, do you need an intake? No, not necessarily. I hadn't planned on it. You can. I believe there is a pipe on the front, a small one down below. I think it's got like a 4-inch outlet on the back. But there is, if you want to pipe in cold air from outside, you can, but I don't believe that's a necessity. The hopper,
okay.
I just looked at it on the website. The hopper doesn't have anything to do with any of that. The hopper is just a metal square box with a grate in it, and you pour your wood pellets in the top, and they just physically fall through as the pellets burn. So no.
Okay. I was under the impression it was for doing it for overnight, and I haven't looked at it for a couple of years, so I think this is the third season I've used mine.
Well, yeah, it is technically an overnight thing because, you know, the material burns up before the night is over, so the hopper gets you past that. But, yeah, that's basically what it is.
Okay. All right, well, that's all I had.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks,
Sherry. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye, hon. You have a great weekend. Okay. Was there anything else?
Well, yeah, there sure is. I suppose I must be demented. But I had kale pasta twice this week, and I just can't eat that stuff fast enough. Kale pesto. Now, I just used my Red Russian kale, which is still growing right now, even under the snow. But the other one, I actually bought some kale from the store, which I didn't like as much. And I mixed it with mustard greens, which I did like, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've had several callers today, and right now, Rick, we have another Sherry called back in, and she's on line 9. She might have forgot to tell us something. Sherry, are you there?
Yeah, I had one more thing to add when Rick was talking about his kale. I saw this in a Tappers magazine, some different ways you could have a cold frame to extend and one of them was that it's working out great for me. And you know those plastic clear window well things you can get for your basement windows?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. They're flat on one side, and you get two of them, and you just clip them together, something like those potato chip bag clips. Those would work real good. I'm using some stuff I had from the heavy duty clips that you get at the office supply. I happen to have.
Oh yeah, some those of things are even better.
And I like to grow arugula, and arugula will stand about 25 degrees around here uncovered, but after that, it pretty much is susceptible to temperatures below
that. Is
that
even under the, you mean under the plastic or outside?
No. That's why I'm using the plastic for if it gets colder than that. But I've got arugula going, and an idea for raised beds. is like, especially if you can get tractor tires and cut the sidewalls out, and then you could use those covers, you know, for...
To dome it up.
About when you plant them for stuff in the summertime, you're going to, you know, they're great for starting plants early because the black tires. will soak in some heat. But I tried it on strawberries, and you can only use it on stuff through the summer that's going to cascade over the side and cover up for that. So that's the only thing. But those window wells are working real good for a fast, cheap, you know, thing, and they're somewhat UV resistant. And they're really easy to stack when you're not using them.
They stack together. Kale, you know, we're in zone 5 here, and kale will survive the winter in zone 5, although it's not productive. It doesn't really grow much, so you will harvest it out at some point. I'm getting to the phase now where mine is, I've got almost all the leaves off mine, which is why for the second kale pesto this week, I actually bought kale. It wasn't nearly as good as mine. Mine, because it was outside in the frost, was sweet, and that was so much better. But the store-bought was better than nothing at all. So, but yes, my kale at this point was not in a cold frame. So, but it is up against the back of the house, which is a microclimate. So I'm doing a little better, not as good as a cold frame, but better than out in the middle of the yard. So, but but kale and arugula are both very cold-hardy plants. And I recommend that people think seriously toward the end of summer. It's time to put in your fall-winter crop. And pretty much when winter hits, whatever phase they're in of growth, that's about what you're stuck with. You know, unless you've got a greenhouse, don't expect these things to actually grow all winter because they won't really. But if you've got them in place when winter hits, you should be able to harvest into the next year. I don't know about Wisconsin and Michigan, but, you know, from Missouri south, certainly that would be true.
You know, Rick, I have a lady who keeps her horse here on my property, and a lot of times I'll watch him to see what he's eating, and I've noticed this with another horse that used to be here, is horses really like the bitter herbs like dandelions and... wild lettuce, and that kind of stuff, and he really likes my arugula when he gets at it, and I don't see him, but that kind of stuff is really good for your digestion and for your liver, you know, and so, you know, I personally like the bitter stuff, but, you know, especially if, you know, you can throw it in with a salad, like, it's kind of bland. So, anyway, that's my comment.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, y'all have a good weekend, too.
You too.
Sherry.
Thanks, well, with respect to things like kale pesto, the reason that I'm kind of bringing this up is, from my point of view, from the view of a person who enjoys the illusion of being able to take care of myself, kale is a very prolific, easy to grow crop, and it lasts way into the winter. And we'll talk about the pasta in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the bottom of our break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Please hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Pesto, which is pasta. Before I forget, in Europe, they're limiting the sale and shipment of yellow gus because, you know, that makes people forget all about the fact that they want to be free. If you can't get your yellow vest, you just give up and go home. Kale pesto. This is a food processor situation. You're not going to cook the kale. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a colander full of kale and wash it, and put that into your food processor with some olive oil, a few cloves of garlic. I like about a half a red onion in there too. The juice of an onion. I did the juice of a lemon. Sorry about that. The juice of a lemon and cracked black pepper, and I usually just put in some cheap sprinkle cheese in there to give it some richness, although you certainly don't have to. And now, as far as the nuts go, there should be a nut component, and you can use literally any kind of nut. I like almonds in there, but have used raw peanuts, work well. Sunflower kernels work very well, too. You just have to have that nuttiness. You don't have to spend a lot of money on these things. Any kind of peanut would work. If I usually add a little bit of salt, but if you're going to use salted nuts, maybe hold back on the salt. You grind that up into a paste, and you will add oil until you're getting a paste that would be a lot like mashed potatoes. What I want to say about the pasta is, of course, we know how it comes. A lot of times the store will have spaghetti on sale, 95 cents a pound. The stuff is obviously completely dehydrated. You go to Lowe's and you get your food-grade bucket, which is white. You can take a whole bunch of those things of spaghetti, those packages, and stack them in there on end. Highly storable. Get the lid on that. And what I'm saying here is kale, of course, the new go-to food for the millennials because it's so good for you. Made up, what you do, you make your spaghetti. obviously piping hot. You put the room temperature pesto on top of it, just kind of flip it in there with a couple of forks, and I tell you, it is so freaking good. I can't believe it. But
sounds good.
But the pasta stores almost indefinitely, and the kale grows practically indefinitely. So that is why, that's another reason I think this stuff is so interesting.
Sounds good.
It is good. It is good. there is, you know, too, let me say this too. There is a, change subjects a little here. With respect to Curtis Stone's video regarding big lessons from 2018, he talks about young people and their addiction to social media and the rise in suicides and depression, which are not coincidentally linked hip to hip with this infatuation, homophobia regarding social media. And we find that young people no longer have an intelligent vision of themselves. And what's going on here is that they form opinions about themselves based on a collective consciousness, which is their posse. And so they become idiots to everyone's opinion. So you remember, this is interesting. You remember voodoo? When I first heard about this as a kid, I was mesmerized that you could make a doll of someone and stick pins in it and kill them. Then after a while, I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, there's no way that can kill you. It's obviously, you know, you just, somebody tells you somebody made a doll of you, and maybe they even got a lock of your hair and they burned it and stuck a bunch of pins in it. Well, you know what happens is you get so psyched out, you die of something. Well, that's what social media has become to the youth. It's become voodoo. It actually winds up controlling them, and it's really quite sad. I think it is interesting that this young man out of Canada, now I should mention this, I think I forgot. Curtis Stone is out of Canada, where, you know, we have very European government there, control. Justin Trudeau is just off the charts crazy. He's about out there with Governor Moonbeam, Jerry Moonbeam. What's going on with these guys? What's going on with Curtis Stone is he's rejecting all of that. He took all the social media off of his telephone, and he says, you know, that he thinks his family's more important. He doesn't want his daughter to see him playing with social media. So I would, you know, suggest this, and I meant to say this earlier when we were talking about my function here on the show. We talk about issues like this, but only with respect to how to be a real person in spite of it all. You know, I would rather spend my time talking about gardening and trapping and fun, cool stuff like that. But it has to be only after I have fulfilled my fiduciary responsibility to see to it that you people out there are know why we're doing this. You know, we're here to educate and entertain, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I feel like to some extent I can't have fun until I've got the business out of the way. I would like to have more fun. I just don't want to have more fun at your expense, if you know what I'm saying. I think that is what I wanted to say. So I just kind of feel like I've got a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that everybody understands kind of why we're doing what we're doing around here. Yeah, I mean, I'm all for fun. Just
who
you got to do,
it?
You know, you got to, yeah, you got to eat your dinner if you want your dessert, though. So
true.
Yeah, so that's, you know, kind of all I would probably say about that. Is there anything else that did you, was there something you wanted to approach right now?
Well, you know, we talk about survival.
Survival,
our gardening, our canning, you know, freeze drying.
Yes.
Everything produces, you know, around surviving. Okay, all right. I'm going to turn back real quick to what's been going on basically in the news. And you know me, I'm not a news person. I found it fascinating. There was a study done by the Center of Immigration Studies and the U.S. Census Bureau. And this has to do with the wall people down there, okay, along our Mexican border. That mm-hmm. is part of our survival. Don't take this the wrong way. That is part of the U.S.'s survival, okay? Their study showed that in a lifetime, the net cost of us paying for illegals who cross the border is $82,191 per person for a lifetime, okay? That compared to U.S. Medium households income of $61,372, okay? We are basically, the U.S. itself is working out the cost of these for the immigrants in the lifetime of $16.4 billion yearly, okay? And that's just one person. That's not including their kids, their grandkids that come across the border with them and everything
right.
else, you know. And
right.
I'm like everybody else here in the U.S. I'm not saying they can't come across, but I am right. saying, along with the president, that we have to be more selective of who we let across, because we've let too many criminals across these borders, too many drugs across these borders that are killing our young people. Our youth is our future, and if we keep letting these drugs across the border, then we have no future. And if we keep letting these criminals across the border who are constantly killing and raping and, you know, murdering people, we're not protecting our people either. So all I'm saying is, whether you like President Trump or not, you guys all know that I'm for him, so, you know, please don't say this is what you have to believe. But I am saying, whether you don't like him or not, you really need to get behind this wall and tell the Democrats that this is something we want. I mean, there's even a GoFundMe page somewhere on Facebook where they've already raised the last figure I saw was over 14
million.
It wasn't
much.
Not a billion. No, but they've raised quite a bit. And it's just online of right. people that support this wall. And we're one of the people that, when the government shut down like they are still, our mm-hmm. pay is the one that gets affected, because we are veterans. My husband's a veteran. So our pay is affected. And I was glad to hear that they lifted that part so that we will get paid the beginning of the month, which is great, because military families, you know, we depend on that pay. Even if we're living on base or off base, we depend on it, just like everybody else would depend on their paycheck. But I just wanted to reinforce, you know, that is part of our survival. We need this wall to protect us and our people and our jobs and our children's jobs, and stop these drugs and these murders from coming across. I mean, when you constantly get the same people coming back and forth across the border and they have dangerous records, you know, we have to stop this somewhere. So President Trump is right. We need that wall. And they have proven where they have sections of that wall up, that the crime rates are really down. So,
yeah, Jim Acosta proved that the other day by accident, standing down there with his cell phone, taking pictures. And he said, look, there's no one here. There's no problem. There's no one there. There's no one there because they can't get over that steel wall. So I would say this, too, about that, and I don't want to go boring on this, but if you understand what Cloward and Piven is, these are a couple of real jackwagon professors out of California, I believe, and they devised the Cloward and Piven theory, which suggests that if you use the United States's policies against themselves, in other words, make them fulfill all of the fiscal promises they've made, that you will break their back and you'll collapse the system. So you ask yourself, why in the world wouldn't Pelosi and Schumer be all for national security and securing our border? Well, there's about three reasons. The first three big ones, first of all, they assume that all the Hispanics will vote Democratic. That's number one. Number two, they know full well that they're overwhelming the system and that it is causing huge financial stress, which it is. I mean, we don't have our taxes. The taxes they collect every year don't even pay the bills, and we've got to pay interest on that. We don't have money. We don't have $82,000 a person to pay for these people, the health care, and then, you know, basically what you would call the unfunded liability, meaning you've got to take care of them the rest of their natural lives. And also there's the chaos. If you've ever read anything on the New World Order, the soft terrorism that these people create. See, you've got to understand that terrorism, Democrats, globalists, and terrorism are all about the same thing. What's going on with these idiots is that they like the chaos, these people. They like it when there is a shooting in Las Vegas. They like it when Kate Steinle gets shot in the head. This creates fear and terror, and it disrupts the status quo. They like that. That's actually, you'll never get Pelosi and Schumer to admit that, but it's part of their plan. It's part of the globalist plan is to break our back financially and to disrupt us socially and corrode family values. Our family values, which are basically the fabric of what America is made of, that's what this LGBTQRSTUV is all about, is about just disrupting family values. Social media plays right into that. They know that they can get in there and use that as a gigantic PSYOP weapon. Normally PSYOPs cost a lot of money. They're cheaper than warfare, but not cheap. This stuff's perfect for them. I mean, it's just perfect.
Right. Well, the people also have to remember, too, that this money has already been allocated for a wall for our protection from past presidents, from Clinton,
Obama.
Years ago.
Right.
Okay, right. And it's never been put into play to take care of it. So if nothing else, tell the people, you know, the Democrats especially up there in Washington, get off your butts, allocate the funds that you've already, you know, allowed for this and put it toward it and get it done. Quit, you know.
I think I heard they were given $16.1 billion back when Obama was around and it was never spent. That's what I heard.
Right. I mean, they've allocated it through the last few presidents, but it's never been spent toward the wall. So where is that money at? It should be there for the wall. So, you know, exactly.
There's probably just a big old zero on the checkbook where that used to be.
I think if we had a law that said they wanted to keep butting heads there in Washington, that maybe their paychecks should be the ones that are interrupted, and maybe they would get off their butts and actually do their jobs instead of sitting up there and bickering like kids, you know.
Good luck. I think the confidence rating or the happiness rating with the people in Congress is 13%. The only thing that people don't like more is divorce lawyers.
this is
so
true.
If you're asking for these people to suddenly become responsible, I just can't even begin to imagine it. Well, maybe in heaven. There isn't another aspect of this, and that is that this was a campaign promise. And the last thing they want going into 2020 is for Trump to fulfill a campaign promise and then be able to turn around in a year and say, hey, I did what I said I was going to do. Here I am. You know, they don't want that.
He said a few things that he said he'd do already. You know?
Number one was the wall, but... And I just don't think. And now we've got this Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this old crone, getting ready to drop dead, which, I hate to say it, but I just, you know, I'm going to get a bottle of champagne when that happens. And if Trump gets a third Supreme Court nominee, my God, I expect a nuclear weapon to go off in Chicago or something. They're going to have to do something big.
This is true. Well, before we go to break, neither do I. Before we go to our next break, we have Art on line 11 again. Hi, Art.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to, you were talking about the wall, and I want to remind people, just go back 2005, Obama, we can no longer allow this continuing flood of immigration, undocumented immigration coming across our border. In 2009, Hillary Clinton said, I voted to spend money to build a wall barrier. Schumer in 2015 said illegal immigration is just plain wrong. And they had, up until about a year ago, when Chuck Schumer pulled it off the table, they had offered somewhere between $25 billion and $30 billion to build the wall. They have the, the Secure Border Fence Act or whatever it is that they has been sitting there waiting to be used. And, you know, what I don't get is if we can, and I, folks, I'm seriously, sit down, grab a hold of your boots, hang on, because believe it or not, oh, I can't believe this actually happened. They spent over $30 million to research gerbils fighting. Now, if we can do that, folks, we can build a damn fence and a wagon. We can build walls and we can do moats with alligators and all kinds of crazy stuff for a whole heap less.
I'm very interested in this gerbil thing. I want to know more about gerbils.
Look. Okay, hold on.
Is that a food source?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Art, we have a few minutes left, so real quick, the rest of your thoughts, comments?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I mean, if we can do things like $30 million to research, you know, the behaviors of gerbils fighting, we can spend, I think it was 20-something, or million, rather, I think it was something like 20-something million to research the breeding or whatever you want to call it of bees, you know, and just stupid crap like this. I think it was like almost 100-something million to research bears mating in the wild. I mean, we don't need to be researching this kind of crap. And if we can afford to spend this kind of money for ridiculous, stupid research like this, we can afford to send $800 billion every year to Israel. We can afford all of this other kind of crap. Folks, right. I'm sure we can afford, a, you know, what, 25, 50 million or whatever to build a wall or put up, do what Hungary did, and a series
of barriers. That's why they call it politics. That's why they call it politics.
Yes.
Why they call it politics. Exactly.
Just keep in mind that Pelosi and them, the ones, the Democrats that are standing up there saying, we're not doing it, blah, 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 we need to restart the government, you know, forget the wall, go back to the tables, let's talk, and we'll talk about it. No, they won't talk about it if he restarts everything. But at the same time, you know, these funds have already been allocated. These people have already voted for this a few times over. Just give him the funds that you've already allocated for this and let the wall be done. You know, it's our survival, our safety, and our children's safety that's at stake here. You know, yeah, they set up on Washington, and they're right with all their armed guards and, you know, security. A lot of us don't have that, you know, unless you live in a rural area like Rick and I do, and, of course, you have guns. You know, you're going to, you know, protect yourself and your family.
Yeah, and just to share, you know, keep this stuff in mind, folks. Don't let them deter you. Don't let them deter you. The money's there. It's allocated. There's no reason why we can't do it. And just imagine how many jobs would be created. Anyway, thanks, guys. Have a great one. Talking to you next week.
You too, hon. Okay, Rick, your last thoughts before we go? Oh, okay. Well, that's not a problem. I'd like to thank everybody that called in today. We appreciate your input on all the subjects that we covered today. And again, if you're interested, same time next weekend from 10 to noon Central Time here on RBN. If you've got any extra funds that you can donate to RBN to help keep us on the air and keep RBN on the air, please go to their website and do so. And until next weekend, God bless and everybody stay safe.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.